It is the Coach Show. Neil Atkinson going to be doing a bit of Cardiff, starting off with some Manchester City. Might be something else. We book this quite as we roll at times, so, you know, we're trying to confirm a third at the minute. But we'd start off with me chatting away to Emily Brobin to talk about Manchester City. Emily, first and foremost, it was looking like it could have been potentially a frustrating evening on Saturday. There's a bit of luck with the goal. I think that, you know, that's one of them. Sometimes decisions go for you, go against you. But then there's the sheer outstanding performance of Raheem Sterling, who's been tremendous all season.
Yeah, it was a really nervous one in the first half for us, and you could feel the tension in the stadium.
Do you think it's the first time it's been that tense, Emily?
I think it's got to the point of the season now where we are that toe-to-toe that we're kind of constantly looking at your fixture and comparing it to our fixture and thinking, we've got to win, we've got to keep up the pace. Otherwise, you guys, you know, it's neck and neck. You overtake us, we overtake you, we drop points, and that's what it's going to be like now for the rest of the season. And you could feel that nervous atmosphere in the first half. It's definitely getting a lot more tense now.
I'll come on to Sterling then in a minute. You see, there's a lot of sort of talk around the tension for Liverpool. That's at least what I read and what I hear. There hasn't been a lot of it around Manchester City, maybe because you are champions, because you have been three times before this decade. But it is interesting that, you know, the pressure, I suppose, was never on last season because it was clear from December you were going to win the league. Do you think this could actually be a little bit more fresh for this group of players than we might think the other side of the M62?
I think so, yeah. And obviously, because we have been still in awful competitions, obviously the Carabao's done and dusted now, but we've still got three to go. And it's a brilliant squad, and it'll be the squad, the test of the squad, that will get us through it, because you're looking at the fixture lists and, wow, there's some really big games to come. April for us, there's a couple of weeks in April where, for me, that is do or die. I know last season in April, we played you guys twice in the quarterfinals and we had the derby in the middle of that. And that, we lost all three games. If that happens for us again this season, I'm not saying it will, obviously, I really hope it doesn't, then we could potentially be in big trouble. But yeah, with the fixture list, we've got quite similar games coming up. You know, you're playing quite a few relegation candidates where I look at those games and think they're just as big for me as, you know, the likes of Chelsea and United and Spurs, because they're scrapping and fighting for their lives, and they could have just as much as a say as the so-called bigger games.